Well, good evening, people. How are you tonight? Now, this is a Saturday night, so therefore, I'm completely drunk. No, I just have a few beers to numb the pain. As you probably know, the new film, Indiana Jones and the Vial of Diversity, has been out for about, I think, 3 days. And of course, it's dreadful. And of course, the heroine is a femme. And the men are just doing nothing around, really. They're just old, generally decrepit. And the heroine, the femme, is absolutely perfect. Has no flaws whatsoever. You know, the usual film nowadays. And generally, the actress comes across as bland, boring, and very obnoxious. So obviously, she must have just played herself. But it's kind of funny how they do exactly the same thing with femmes in every movie. But that's because femmes have no flaws. Femmes don't see themselves with any flaws whatsoever. They're perfect. It's kind of a form of mental illness. How can you get a better person if you have no flaws to begin with? And that's why femmes make the same mistakes over and over again. Take a look at some of these femmes. They think they're tens. I mean, really, they're threes, maybe a four if the man's drunk. They see all the flaws in men, in fact, add loads more on top. But they can see no flaws in themselves or other femmes. They are completely delusional, because no human is born without flaws. Well, I haven't got many, that's all I can say. Of course, lots of people think that these actors that are heroes in these films, like Harrison Ford and Arnold Schwarzenegger, care about the franchise. But really, they just care about the paycheck. They're just actors, right? You can't tell me that Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't know his last Terminator movie was so woke. It was pathetic. He knew it. He just didn't care. Same goes for Harrison Ford. He must have read the lines in the story, but he's picked up his paycheck, hasn't he? No, the only people that really care about these movies are the fans. And of course, the movie industry doesn't respect the fans anymore. And a lot of companies don't respect the customers either. You get these advertisements, don't you? Real good special. But to new customers only. To hell with the people that have been with us for 15 years. But I'm afraid as long as a femme is attached to something, in a reasonably powerful position, these are the type of movies you're going to get every time. Because femmes always promote femmes. This is kind of slightly unnoticed, but every time a femme gets into power in political places, they make laws for femmes. Not for everybody, and especially not for males. So these femmes that are not very attractive and kind of overweight, and a lot of them are a beast, when they look in the mirror, I just wonder what the hell they see. And as you people know out there, especially males, it's a kind of an unwritten rule that you're not supposed to criticize a femme. Because that would mean she's less than perfect. A lot of social media sites, like the one I go on, if you say anything against a femme, it gets removed. But you can say whatever you like about a male, especially a white one. And you don't have to think too much to know what type of society you're living in if you're not allowed to say certain things. In case the speech police come along. Free speech on social media, generally speaking, is dead. I mean, I was very lucky to live in a time with great filmmakers like Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, John Carpenter, and many, many others. But even if they made a film today, it wouldn't be all that good either, because they'll have to make it politically correct, won't they? So it'll come out bland and boring. I mean, it's so much better, this society we live in now, that femmes have all got empowered and got into loads of different things and made things so much better. And they gave us a new language that everybody's talking now. Gobbledygook. Catch you later, guys. You never know.